March 15 and June 21 are the two dates designated for local government races in New York's villages this year. Among the races of local interest, the Rensselaer County Village of Castleton-on-Hudson and the Columbia County Village of Kinderhook are holding mayoral contests. Robert Schmidt and Joseph Keegan are opposed in Castleton, where the loss of a convenience store has become a critical election issue in the village of 1600. Schmidt is running on the Friends of Castleton Stewart's party line.
A year and a half ago, our Stewart shop closed on Main Street. My wife and I got very active involved in trying to keep the store open. The big issue for us is, you know, economic development, that, you know, our Main Street is in terrible condition. We're only 7 miles south of Albany. There's just really, we're down to just two or three businesses. There's tons of vacant shops, and I guess the wake-up call was when Stewart's left.
Mayor Keegan says he's also concerned about Main Street and economic development.
I understand what my opponents are complaining about. I'm frustrated too, but sometimes business deals take this amount of time.
Stewart's closed its doors in fall 2014 after 40 years in Castleton. There are other issues, including dealing with abandoned and deteriorating buildings and what Schmidt sees as a missed opportunity to build a pedestrian footbridge over railroad tracks that would have given access to land that could have been made into a park. Schmidt's wife, Gina Giuliano, is on the ballot running for a trustee seat. Nearly 20 miles to the west, Mitch Levin is the sole candidate for mayor, seeking another term in the Rensselaer County village of East Nassau.
Although that doesn't necessarily mean I am unopposed, since in a small village, write-in candidates could conceivably prevail if turnout is white. I don't know of anyone else interested in the position at this time, but I would much prefer having a contested election.
Levin says his priorities include working on projects like infrastructure, preserving historic buildings, and programs to benefit senior citizens' quality of life. There's one outstanding issue.
Specifically, we're currently very concerned about the proposed Northeast Direct Pipeline and its planned compressor station just north of our village.
Elsewhere, Rima Bostic is running for mayor of the Columbia County village of Kinderhook. The 84-year-old retired financial planner feels there are things that need to be done, such as zero-based budgeting, maximizing the use of shared services, and building a base of volunteers
who can provide expert services and advice to the village, and that we have a fair number of semi-retired captains or lieutenants of industry living in the village with a lot of expertise who can help us do whatever needs to be done, ranging from posters to advising us on equipment. We have some problems with the sewer system. There are engineers here who could advise the board on that. And we've been doing some marketing because we have some empty stores, and we have people who retired from major advertising agencies in New York City who are quite willing to do that kind of thing.
Sitting Mayor Carol Weaver isn't running for another term. Bostic's opponent is former two-term mayor Jim Dunham, who says he wants to keep the village moving forward by getting empty storefronts filled to preserve the village's historic attractions and, unlike Bostic, he wants to keep the Department of Public Works under village control.
So we can set our own priorities and continue to have the readily available services that they provide. Well, we should continue to work with the town of Kinderhook and Village of Alachua, where it's cost-effective, and look for other intermunicipal cooperation opportunities, we should maintain our own DPW.
Although village elections are typically plagued by low voter turnout, Bostic expects a healthy show of support among the 1,237 residents of the more than 200-year-old village, where election signs have gone up for the first time ever.
We have 1,010 registered voters. In the last election, 37 people voted, but it was uncontested. So what I'm trying to do is get everybody out to vote. At this level, it makes sense to have participatory government.
All polls close at 9 p.m. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.